Ryan Jackson, W266DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Even though summer still has a few weeks left on the calendar, many are celebrating the unofficial end by traveling somewhere this weekend. If you're hitting the road, gas prices are a little higher. AAA says a gallon of regular is about $3.82. Joshua Stolt is filling up in Georgia.
I mean, nothing obviously was as bad as out west, you know, where it was almost $6, $7 a gallon, you know, almost double the price of what it is here. So it's a little bit better here, even with the up and downs.
There are many people who would rather stay home for the holiday.
Sure, Detroit has its festivals, parades, and other Labor Day weekend events.
The elephant ears, the big sausages, you know, the Jamaican food, the Caribbean food, it's crazy.
Crazy, but many are choosing to stay home.
I'm going to be in my nice, quiet home, in air conditioning if necessary.
And some want to stay home, but
she probably gonna talk me into it and spend some of my money, so it's probably gonna happen.
And some will just find ways to party this Labor Day weekend.
Well, a beer in one hand, you know, some food in the other, you know, how do you party?
Charlie Langton for CBS News, Detroit.
Business reporter Jason Brooks has details on the latest jobs report.
The Labor Department reported a gain of 187,000 jobs in August, which was slightly above estimates. But the previous 2 months were revised down by a combined 110,000 jobs. On top of that, the unemployment rate surged to its highest reading since February 2022, from 3.5 to 3.8%.
Proud Boys member Ethan Nordian has just been sentenced to over 18 years in jail. CBS's Scott McFarlane on another member sentenced today.
Pezzola, as he asked for leniency in court today, told the judge that he's giving up politics, that he was getting out of the world of far-right groups and politics and wanted to go home to his family. He got 10 years of sentencing, and after the judge walked out, Pezzola stood up, lifted his fist, and yelled, "Trump won."
Police body camera footage has been released in Ohio, showing the moments leading up to when officers fatally shot a 21-year-old pregnant black woman accused of shoplifting.
Then get out. No, then get out.
Get out of the car.
Get out of the car.
NASCAR's playoffs begin this Sunday at Darlington Raceway. After so many near misses, Denny Hamlin told Fox Sports he thinks this might be the year.
I feel more confident in, you know, all the aspects of the puzzle that puts your team together, that all of them are in the right place to win this year.
This year, only 36 points separate the 16 NASCAR drivers. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Labor Day weekend is expected to bring hot weather and increasing humidity, particularly on Monday. Breezy south winds and low relative humidity over the weekend may elevate the risk of fires. By Monday, humidity levels are forecasted to rise, potentially pushing heat index values above 100. A recent jail riot where 27 inmates barricaded themselves in the library is due to long-standing poor conditions within the facility. That's the claim from a Milwaukee County board supervisor. Earlier this month, the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office reported that the inmates refused to exit the library, seeking increased exercise time. It required the intervention of a jail SWAT team to safely remove the inmates. This week, Milwaukee County prosecutors have formally charged all 27 people involved in the incident. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? Morgan's silver dollars are back for 2023. For the 100th anniversary, the U.S. Mint released the first legal tender Morgan's in 100 years. They sold out instantly. Now, Morgan's silver dollars are back in 2023, minted in 99.9% pure silver, but only 275,000 coins were minted, and they will go fast. The entire market and experts agree this is a big deal and an amazing opportunity for both coin and silver buyers. Just call 1-800 800-859-1518, and you are guaranteed a 2023 brand new uncirculated 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-859-1518. Plus, you'll receive a free bonus Patriots pack, new and improved, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-859-1518 now to secure your new 2023 Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-859-1518.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Casters.
Your smoke in my hair, hot and dirty like the LA air. That face, baby, it ain't fair. But you don't know what you don't know, what you don't know. So you wanna talk about power? Ooh, let me show you power. I eat boys like you for breakfast. One by one hung on my necklace. He'll always be mine.
I've eaten some boys for breakfast, just saying. Because I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you or someone you love is in Florida, and you want to give us an eyes on direct firsthand account of what's going on with Hurricane Idalia. Last I saw, there was at least two reported dead. You know, and again, Ron Johnson thinks climate change is good because fewer Wisconsinites will die. So screw Florida. That's per Ron Johnson. If you want to weigh in, let us know what's going on. Please do call us 844-967-2789. It's going to be a test for Ron DeSantis, I think, to see how he manages through this. He's a guy with a lot of bluster, right? Like Meatball Ron, bully people and weirdly smile and whatever. Well, now you've got yet another test and there's people in need. And are you going to rise to the moment? And I think it's worthy of mention that Joe Biden has promised aid, and he did so before the hurricane hit. And unlike Donald Trump, he's not going to make that aid contingent upon the political agreement of that state, the political agreement of the folks that are in leadership in that state. He's just going to provide the aid that every Floridian who is harmed and hurt and potentially made homeless by this hurricane. That's leadership. Let's see if Ron can keep himself from politicizing this moment, because that's the test of leadership. When the chips are down and lives are at stake, can you rise above the fracas? So watch this space. Again, if you or someone you know and love is in Florida, can give us an eyewitness account, please do give us a call here on the Maggie Dawn Show, 844-967-2789. Much to talk about today. Enrique Tarrio was supposed to be sentenced. The judge got sick. Enrique Tarrio is the leader of the Proud Boys. He's been convicted of seditious conspiracy, and the DOJ has asked for 33 years in prison. So he and another one of his, I think there's four other people that have been convicted that are being sentenced in front of this judge. And it looks like most of them are going to be delayed to sometime next week. So watch this space. I'll certainly weigh in on that when it happens. But there were two other Trump-adjacent things that happened in American courts today that I want to talk about before we get to the cluster blankety-blank that is the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And the first one I want to start with, oh, I forgot one thing. Before we get there, Anya, I really want to take a minute and have everybody observe what's going on with Mitch McConnell. And I think maybe the thing speaks best for itself, Anya. So why don't we let the audio play through today about what happened just a couple of hours ago with Mitch McConnell addressing a group of reporters. Go ahead with that sound, Anya.
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election in 2026.
Oh. That's
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026?
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry, you all, we're gonna need a minute.
So we're going to roll this clip again because I want to set up exactly what happened. I want everybody to hear it for themselves first, and then I'll give a little context. We're going to listen to it again. So he's talking to a group of reporters. A reporter poses a question about, are you, Senator, going to run again for re-election in 2026? Obviously, the age question is coming up all over the place in politics right now. Frankly, being a Gen Xer myself, I'm 46, we could talk a lot about sort of Gen Xers in absentia from the political scene, but that's a topic for a different day. So he's been asked this question. There's a big pause, and then he sort of mumbles and asks for the question to be repeated. That's where this audio picks up, and the reporter is repeating the question. I know it's a little bit hard to hear, so crank it on up, Anya. We're going to let it roll again because it is concerning. Go ahead and let's hear it.
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election in 2026.
That's right.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026?
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry, you all, we're going to need a minute. Senator. Benny.
Yep.
Okay.
Somebody else have a question? Please speak up.
It's not good. My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. Please do not become incapacitated. And I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions. But he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump. I'll never give him credit, but he's the absence of evil doing when it comes to Donald Trump. His policies have evil impacts, very hurtful, harmful impacts. I disagree with him on almost every possible policy you can think of. But I think we all should be sending whatever human consciousness we can to help Senator McConnell stick with this term and to remain in leadership in the Senate, because boy, that would be a very scary power vacuum in the Senate. We're hearing from some of our Facebook friends who are watching. You can always watch me live on Facebook, also on YouTube. It has to be hard for his family right now to watch this happen. He's always been a politician, very much in control, and he's clearly not in control right now. Very sad to see. It is, and it should be scary for all of us. And on the flip side, can you imagine what would be happening on Newsmax and OAN and Faux News if President Biden did that? If you haven't seen these videos, when you watch the video of this basically happening, what, like a month ago, and then you watch this one, it is terrifying. We're hearing from one of our WAUK listeners on the text line, I can't stand the man, but as a human being, it is terrifying to watch. Also from a listener on WMDX, looks pretty sad. He's lost weight and he looks very confused. Yeah. You know, There are 80 plus year olds, octogenarians in the literal sense, who are still kicking, right? Still got it, still doing the thing, still vibrant, still active. I mean, for crying out loud, President Biden works out more than I do. I mean, the guy's logging, what, like 4 or 5 days a week in the gym? Now, I know Joe can get a little mealy-mouthed and sort of prattle on, but can't we all after a long day? I certainly have. But this is a moment where you're seeing one of the only people who hasn't bowed down at the MAGA altar in this compromised state. That should be a moment of concern for us all. So I hope you join me today and again, sending everything that we can in our human consciousness to Senator McConnell and his family. Please hang on, sir. The country needs you. Not to enact any policies, mind you, but to just not be yet another one that trades integrity for power. So, getting back to the topics of the day, two cases where major legal activity happened today, and I'm going to talk about both of them. If I do not have time to get to the Wisconsin Supreme Court blankety-blank show, I will tomorrow. What happened in these two cases today, one you probably haven't heard of, the other I've talked about on the air, to me was just their watersheds. Their watershed moments, because you're starting, you know, these fissures, these cracks in this wall of ignorance and hate and lies and deceit, those cracks are getting bigger. And today we saw two examples of that. Both in federal court. Excuse me, one in federal court, one in state court. So the first case that I'm going to just get us started on is the Giuliani defamation case in Georgia. Again, we're talking about the two Georgia elections workers who Giuliani admitted in a court filing in this case that he lied about. He admitted that he defamed them. The man used racist dog. I mean, they're not dog whistles. He was just using racist language to refer to these women, like they're passing around like crack pipes or something when they were, you know, doing their job and handing a USB drive to one of them. These were the people that, oh, they came up with suitcase of fake ballots and they're, you know, stuffing the ballot boxes. No, there were valid ballots that weren't counted and they were moving them. Of course, you know, no one on Donald Trump's side bothers to fact check all of that before they get on national news and talk about it. So this is the case where Giuliani has already admitted in a legal filing that he is a liar. The same Giuliani who, when he turned up last week for his mugshot, talked about how everybody else is a liar. Well, you, sir, have admitted in a court filing that you are a liar. And today the court had just about enough. And the language is incredible. I'm going to share it with you when we get back. I want to know what you think about these two cases after I lay them out for you. And if you want to weigh in right now on the Giuliani matter, you can do that. 844-967-2789. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Face, baby, it ain't fair, but you don't know what you don't know what you don't know. I eat boys like you for breakfast, one by one hung on my necklace. They'll always be mine. It makes me feel alive. I eat boys like you for breakfast, and I know that you try your best. Never says right.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related
with legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Laborfest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Laborfest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 59 tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 90. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 65 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, with highs in the mid-90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Wisconsin's assertions that global warming is good for Wisconsinites and screw everybody else, especially those people in Africa, because they don't matter to us here in the United States, apparently, at least not to Ron Johnson. I really appreciate the call. Again, you got anybody in your family, anybody that you know down in Florida, if you can give us an eyewitness account, some firsthand information, we'd appreciate it. 844-967-2789. So I was talking Giuliani, the defamation case. He's admitted that he lied about these two women. These female election workers also happening to be black. He admitted that earlier in the case. And what has gone on since then is pretty incredible. To avoid us going down a complete rabbit hole about what civil discovery is in litigation, civil discovery is not really a highly debatable thing. You don't have to actually even prove relevance. It may be relevant. It's only when you sort of ask for discovery of such a volume that's so clearly unrelated to the case that it's considered vexatious, will a court really rein it in? But discovery is where the opposing side basically gets to say to you, give me everything that's relevant to our case, to this dispute that we're having. And you are legally compelled in the United States judicial system to turn that stuff over. And oh, by the way, once you have any idea that a lawsuit might happen, guess what else you're required to do? Preserve all that information. You don't get to do what Enron did, those evildoers, and start, you know, putting it all through the shredder because, you know, the litigation's coming. Or in Enron's case, criminal prosecutions. So these two women asked for a whole bunch of financial disclosures, you know, emails, basically trying to explore and find the documents in Rudy's personal emails and whatever communication devices he was using that he knew damn well they didn't do anything wrong and was intentionally lying about it the entire time. Now, again, just because he's admitted to lying doesn't mean that they don't get the discovery. They do. And basically, Rudy Giuliani has refused to produce the documents. So today, U.S. District Court, I have to correct myself, live corrections on the air. This is federal court. So U.S. District Court Judge Beryl Howell issued a 57-page ruling, and I'm going to read you a little bit of it when we come back from break because it is outstanding in sort of the eyebrow-raising way. Judge Howell today basically said, you don't turn over the documents and admit you lied? Default judgment for these two women. Now we're going to go to damages phase. It is big. And we're going to be there, and I'm going to share some of that with you when we come back. The exact language from a 57-page scorched earth opinion from an Article 3 federal judge. Usually discovery opinions when people screw up are about 3 to 4 pages. This one, 57 pages, and the ladies win by default because you will not comply with the most basic requirements of U.S. jurisprudence. He's a liar and a cheat, and his name is Rudy Giuliani. I hope he sees the inside of a prison cell. I'm going to tell you more about that.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A lot of people are traveling this long holiday weekend, and our Chris Van Cleve reports the weather hasn't been a big issue for flights.
The hurricane ended up not being much of a disruptor for holiday travel. We are watching for the potential of some delays in the New York area, Florida, and the Southwest.
The August jobs report is out, and President Biden was happy with the latest numbers. 187,000 were added last month.
It wasn't that long ago that America was losing jobs. In fact, my predecessor was one of only two presidents in history who entered his presidency and left with fewer jobs than when he entered.
A manhunt in Chester County, Pennsylvania for an escaped killer. Daniello Cavalcante has been on the run since Thursday morning.
Unfortunately, at this time, he has not been located, but we are using every available resource and asset to track his location.
That's District Attorney Deb Ryan. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The name of the shooter hasn't been released, but the family of the woman killed in Brookfield has put out her name. 34-year-old Sierra Alvarez. She was found with multiple gunshot wounds in Brookfield Wednesday. The suspected gunman was in a long-term relationship with Alvarez and shared a child with her. He was later found dead from self-inflicted injuries in New Berlin. The hop's next stop isn't yet known. The streetcar was shut down this week after a water main break near Wisconsin and Broadway. There's concern now about the safety of the ground beneath the intersection. July ridership on the streetcar was at an all-time high, with several festivals mainly responsible. Lake Michigan beaches in the northern part of the listening area should be avoided by swimmers through late tonight. The beach hazard statement impacts Lake Michigan beaches in Sheboygan and Ozaukee counties. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done,
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Game time.
Intro
Welcome
is
to Waukesha
playing.
South Black Shirts Football. Thanks for joining us live on your local Civic Media radio station, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, The Shaw, and the Civic Media app. Waukesha South Black Shirts Football
Welcome
is brought
back,
to you by the Center for Responsible
it's the
Seafood,
show here on the Civic
meeting
Media
the critical
radio
need for seafood produced through regenerative processes. Revitalize a new business coming to the area in January 2024. And this week in Waukesha,
give
with downtown
us a call.
Donnie Brown,
you can call 847-272-7800 and we'll get you going to the
Black
right
Shirts
folks
Football is
to
competing
get you
in its final season
but,
with the Classic
the Civic
Eight
Media,
and building
now
toward an exciting future in the Parkland Conference.
We're
live coverage
of
Waukesha
our radio
South
station
Black Shirts
and
Football
it
starts
network, which
now.
I think is so exciting. I also want
to
share that
show.
I'll
Happy
be talking
Lou.
About sports a little bit more.
Thank
apparently
you,
people didn't know that I'm kind
Welcome
of sports
everyone to
not a sports
this
junkie.
Is downtown Donnie Brown
the only two things that I don't
Johnny
watch
Watermelon
any of, because no, I just
second
can't.
Color guy.
Is soccer.
Super Dad and former youth coach Jared
I mean,
Dable.
I played rugby.
Welcome
I
team.
Cannot handle the theatrics. What are they rolling
so
around
the
on the ground?
Black
I don't
shirts
understand
opened
this.
Their Classic Eight season, their
like
final season here at O'Connell
Lodge minutes of boredom for 30 seconds of something
and,
happening.
We'd like to welcome those listeners to the Maggie Dawn
their
Show.
Conditioning.
As well
that's,
as those listeners to Native Roots Radio.
But like, you ever watch professional rugby players?
Black Shirt Nation is well represented by Indigenous peoples, as well as the sons and daughters of the...
You know, like, the best...
The Northern,
soccer player in the world and the
passage,
best rugby player in the world. Met
well
in an alley, I'll tell you who I'm betting
passage,
on. It's not the soccer player, so I don't do
and
soccer and I don't
children
do hockey.
Of Eve, it is our honor and our duty to walk alongside our Native
hockey,
brethren
so I'll help
and say
there,
Native issues are human issues.
And human issues
I mean, I'll go to an Admirals
issues.
Game
so
at the best
you on this journey
right,
of self-discovery
and like
in this Black Shirts final season
and
in the state's most competitive conference.
Atmosphere and cheer.
Jared, can you give us an injury report
for a while with the hockey? I got no idea what's happening.
From last week's game
one of my dad's best friends played for the Admirals back in the 70s.
Isaiah Dunlap.
Yeah,
I believe he just tweaked a hamstring.
Because of the missing teeth, you know.
Logan Porcher left the game last week with a slight hamstring issue.
Returning to the subject at hand, pardon the interruption. Oh, wait, that's a sports show.
He's out with a sprained knee.
Rudy Giuliani has now had a default judgment entered against him by Judge Beryl Howell in Georgia, finding that as a matter of law, the two election workers are entitled to a judgment in their favor. The only issue now is going to be how many millions of dollars does he have to pay them? His argument is, yeah, I might have defamed them, but First Amendment.
Another big announcement, too, was they announced their captain.
Yeah, you don't get to call people crackheads.
Yeah, big honor for some of these guys. All of them have been with the program since
dereliction of duty of the most grievous crimes against our country on national television for weeks on end when you knew it was false. When they received death threats, which is what we call damages in fancy legal terms. I believe Rudy Giuliani was once a highly esteemed lawyer, so he would understand that.
Been a guy that's been with the program for going on 8
years. But let's get to the decision, and then I'm going to go to the phone if you want to weigh in on this one. Admitted liar, disgraced lawyer, soon to be completely disbarred, Rudy Giuliani, and he might be filing for bankruptcy sometime soon as well. Grecian formula.
Economwalk's a good team.
Four Seasons landscaping parking lot.
Good teams.
Embassy Suites, asylum seeking, liar, liar, pants on fire. This is what a federal court judge had to say about Mr. Giuliani today in an unbelievable 57-page ruling.
I only had to
get through about 10 pages of it.
Believe you me, everybody,
I'm going to read the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you will have more juicy quotes brought to you by none other than
Magnum.
I think
like 5 years ago, our opener
Again,
was here to
he could have avoided this outcome if he just would have turned the gosh darn documents over that the plaintiffs are entitled to as a matter of just baseline, rudimentary, jurisprudential procedure in the United States.
Because
it just happens every case. It's like, oh, yeah, we turn the documents over. We went argument for more, like, we turn the documents over. I represented Enron back in the day. We turned the documents over. Well, not Enron directly, but one of its banks.
They sure did, but
I digress. Today is a day of digressions. Please don't send me any death threats. That's a long and winding tale, which I've told on prior shows. You can find them on our podcast space at civicmedia.us.
There was a lot of self-destruction on our end.
Here's what Judge Beryl Howell had to say. Giuliani was chided line after line for, quote, donning a cloak of victimization. And undermining the discovery process in what should have been a, quote, straightforward defamation case. Quote, rather than simply play by the rules designed to promote a discovery process necessary to reach a fair decision on the merits of plaintiffs' claims, Giuliani has bemoaned plaintiffs' efforts to secure his compliance as punishment by process.
Ben Jimenez, who was a starter in eighth grade, came out in the second half.
Legal process is often expensive and time-consuming. But when you call people crackheads and accuse them of crimes to undermine the election in Georgia, and you do it knowingly, when you know that that's garbage for weeks on end.
Yes, someone may sue you, Rudy. With Hector and Ben are two completely different
types of quarterbacks. The judge went on. The result of these efforts to obtain discovery from Giuliani is largely a single page of communications, blobs of indecipherable data, and a sliver of the financial documents required to be produced, as well as
a
declaration and two stipulations from Giuliani, who indicates in the latter that the stipulations, in the latter stipulations, his preference to concede plaintiff's claims rather than produce discovery in this case. Let me unpack that for you.
He's
like, I don't actually have to produce any discovery because I admitted that I'm a liar. So let's just get on with it.
I think it's going to be
That
really
isn't
good.
How
I mean,
it works.
We're going to be able to run a little bit better with him. And
when you want to debate with someone over what damages you should pay and assert that you had a First Amendment right to lie about people resulting in death threats,
maybe to throw the defense off a little bit.
They get to still comb through your finances. They get to still look at all of the documents, the emails, the text messages that show that you knew you were lying. Why? Because it's relevant to how much you're going to pay. He
and
knows
the
this.
The other one went in, did fine. I mean, I think I would like to see them do that again.
The judge continues.
No doubt. Yeah, and especially on a night like tonight where the weather's great. It's perfect conditions.
His admission had, quote, more holes than Swiss cheese.
We got the shade on our side.
Just
side note here. This is not how federal judges usually talk. You have to get a federal judge, mad.
What do you think our keys are
for them to speak like
tonight?
More holes than Swiss cheese, and Giuliani was, quote, trying to bypass the discovery process in a merits trial at which his defenses may be fully scrutinized and tested in our judicial system's time-honored adversarial process, and to delay such a fair
reckoning the Black Shirt by taking his chances on appeal.
Justin Geezy is another captain, yep.
I'll finish reading it, and I'll share with you the other juicy tidbits I find.
I think they got the numbers wrong.
But he's
they got the
already wrong. Been sanctioned $132,000 in this case.
Evan's first
he sent his son
to Mar-a-Lago
to beg the orange man for more money to help with his legal defenses. He's selling his $6.5 million condo in Manhattan.
At least they got a guy in the team. Logan was in the paper.
He hasn't paid a $300,000 legal bill
that
he owes to the company that was supposed to help him with discovery.
Can you talk a little bit about the two different programs we've got here?
And the results here for Giuliani is you lose.
I counted 67
you don't comply with court orders on discovery, you lose as a matter of law.
35.
This is
so
watershed.
There's a, you know, there's a discrepancy.
Because
there.
Here's
well,
what.
They definitely got a numbers advantage on us. And,
you
I mean, I would like
so
to go
wedded
through and see how many of their 67 are
your
seniors
lies,
and juniors.
You're knowing deceit.
Our,
you're defrauding
believe,
of the American public, Mr. Giuliani, that you
seniors.
Are willing to risk default
so,
judgment
I mean,
and the award of millions of dollars rather than allowing your documents, your evidence to be seen in
a
court
of
law. Of
the ball.
Yep.
That is how willing they are, how ready they are to engage in an active cover-up. He will not let his knowing lies be seen by
the
public through the airing of evidence in court. What do I always say? Show it or shove it? I'm talking to you, Mr. Giuliani. You can go shove it. So says Judge Beryl Howard.
I was told
U.S. District Court in Georgia. We're going to go to the phone lines. Eric from Lodi, you're on. The Maggie Don Show.
They did
what's
donate
the use,
a
sir?
Bunch of pickle juice.
Nice.
So,
yeah. I love it.
Hey, so great name, I'm Teddy a lawyer, so I have a question. And I'm wondering if maybe
you could be onto something there.
The reason they sure that could, they so, are...
I don't see the Teddy Oka, so I wonder if they're traveling to St. Thomas.
Discovery
maybe
is because
game,
they're afraid it could be used against
for a lot
them in the criminal.
Yep, I did hear that C.J. Johnson is starting
It certainly could be, though I would argue that...
You know,
much of that information is probably
really
already in the possession of Jack
that's
Smith.
Great. That's terrific. Well,
so it's really
we'll
about the specificity with
right
which these
think,
two women would use that
freshman,
information to effectively potentially prove actual malice. And actual malice is
a
legal term. That he knowingly, basically went after these women. And that it was reasonably predictable that they would suffer very real harms, very real psychological trauma. Great question. Do you have another one, Eric? I don't want to cut you off if you got any more questions.
No, no, I was just kind of
coaches.
Wondering about that because Correct. I know Fonnie Willis, I'm not sure how cooperative he was with her, so I was wondering maybe he's trying to save off some Georgia
sure
issues
too,
there.
That CJ's going to start,
I think all of that's,
whenever
yeah,
that opening game
I, thanks
is,
for the call, Eric. I think
we'll
all of
that,
is largely
sure.
at play, right?
So.
But,
well,
but here, I want to explain why this matters so much because this case was just about these two women. It's very human.
Enjoying their last night of Friday Night Live. We'll be back in a minute with more
there
here at Rutgers Stadium as we get closer to kickoff.
People dispatched to these women's houses by somebody who used to be a PR representative for R. Kelly. There was some minister who had never met them before showed up at their home. I'm here to help you. I mean, it's just bad
American
news.
Italian
and it's so human.
Open daily Wednesday through Sunday.
These are two people who could be any of our neighbors.
Call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503 or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
By this cult in a way that caused them such grievous harm. The focus of this case is, I think, why Giuliani didn't want to turn any of it over. Because it would put a human face, a human cost.
Welcome back live to Oconomowoc with your hosts, Don and Johnny.
CJ.
Hey,
what do you have to
Anastasia.
Say?
Anastasia. Again, we have about 15, 16 minutes till kickoff. And
I think
stands
Rudy
are starting to fill up.
This.
We see a lot of families.
He
just got away
gone,
from
like George
Top Stout, Rick Zanin, Evan Stout's grandparents.
But I want to point out
here
a
along
fact
with his mother
that,
and sister and more family. We see,
before you get there, can I just say, hooray, we have
the
agreement on two things. Giuliani should pay,
like
and George Santos has no business in Congress. Go ahead, sir.
To chair Logan on and the rest of
okay,
the team.
So you're saying
again,
the evidence shouldn't be destroyed, but you're okay
summer
with Hillary's
33,000
emails.
The football season early. You know, we could be enjoying a nice cold one watching some baseball, but... You know, you and I both agree football's king, right, Johnny?
I bet you his family cares about it. And that's the hypocrisy of your side, Maggie.
Johnny and I will be working overtime starting next weekend. We'll have the black shirts back at home taking on McGonagall.
You do realize that there was a criminal investigation as to what happened with those emails, and there was no conclusion that any of that was destroyed intentionally.
Under the lights at Schneider Stadium, our inaugural broadcast.
Is show it or shove it. CJ, my point to you, sir, is you can say whatever you want on the radio because it makes for a good soundbite, but we prove things in a court of law. Show it or shove it. They had no evidence to prove that those emails were intentionally deleted. So insinuations aren't what we do here in the United States. We prove allegations.
Just love it.
Yeah, one of our halftime guests, if we're fortunate, will be Carroll University President Sydney Nattinger. She'll be sitting up in the booth there with us. So,
are you just going to list a whole bunch of names and accuse them of all being liars? By the way, James Comey effectively did your guys' bidding by reinvigorating the Hillary Clinton investigation against longstanding DOJ policy a month before the election. Get your facts straight, my friend. Let's not just list a bunch of conspiracy theories. Although maybe you'll join me for another conspiracy theory game. During COVID, week. Good to hear from you, CJ, as
Mike
always and ever.
Away from
Mark
Milliken
from the SAC,
University.
You are on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you, friend?
Product, high school quarterback, high college quarterback. And Mike put together a winning program the first season. He had to wait a year, so he had a whole year to prepare a team, a year and a half, if you will. And they've had back-to-back 6-4 seasons in the Budashevsky era, and a lot of support. That Carroll campus is crazy now about the Pioneer football program. They're always very supportive, but now they're particularly ecstatic as the Pioneers are looking to move the needle a little bit. And just like with
First of all, it's not 2012, and we're talking about a different set of problems.
The top two Division III conferences.
I didn't see anybody storming the Capitol on behalf of Hillary when she lost the election, did we? And here's what. Unless you actually want to make an argument to me that Hillary Clinton wanted Americans to die in Benghazi, we're arguing around the margins, and those margins are a bunch of baloney. I got to go to break, Mark. You can hold on. I'll come back to you after the break. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Network. Keep it locked, everybody. I'm going to give you a taste of this other case, which I guarantee you haven't heard about right after this break.
Laser donuts from Quick Trip, and there's an actual trophy. Carol won it last year, so that you saw the trophy in the coach's office, and it's right out of the Simpsons. It's a big glazed donut in all its glory mounted on a cool stand up tennis scale like trophy stand. So it's going to be a really fun night. Speaking of that, so looking forward to that. And then Anastasia, who's our guest tomorrow for this week in Waukesha? Do you remember?
Well, Don, I'm shocked you don't remember. It is Stephanie.
Of course, I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Stephanie Bloomingdale.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, the Wisconsin AFL-CIO's first woman president. We had a wonderful conversation, and you're going to hear that tomorrow as part of Labor Day weekend. So I've had the honor of interviewing a lot of really remarkable people from Waukesha, but I'm really grateful to Johnny for putting that together with one of our organized labor leaders here in the state. And it was a great conversation. I encourage everyone to join in tomorrow at what time's the show? Oh, 8 a.m. That's right. 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Your show's at 8.
Yep. I'll be on the road tomorrow to Eau Claire. We're going to our son Evan's committed to Eau Claire for football, and we were invited to check out a game. And it's my first trip to the Eau Claire campus, so we cannot wait as we go 12 minutes to kick off. It looks like the Black Shirts lost the toss because they'll be receiving the ball. So the good news is they'll be starting out on offense. So hopefully it'll be the same good omen as last week. So the Los Canos have finally entered the game. Gabe's parents, Martine and Allie. So the usual suspects filing in. And as Jared said, we got the shade. Those poor Raccoon fans have the sun beating down on them. So it's really quite a sight. So
stands are really starting to fill in on both sides, though. I mean, it's really nice to see all these people coming out to support these young kids that have worked so hard to make these teams and to give us this great entertainment.
They sure have. And, you know, and while we're at it, we'll shout out the coaches here, starting with Oconomowoc. I don't know. It doesn't say who their head – no, they don't have their head coach. They just have all the coaches listed here. It's Sal Logue, Michael Firstaller, Tom Roman, James Millmans, Tom Council, Brad Radulovic, Dean Kopelis, Brian Ralstad, Tyler Enright, Brad Ralstad, Brent Ryerson, Brandon Jenkins, James Flora, Robert Chinowiak, Eric Masta, Jason Mao, and Casey O'Lara. So they've got quite a staff here.
Yeah,
when you look at Waukesha South, and their athletic trainer is Jason Anderson from Pro Healthcare. And a big shout out to Kevin Flagner, the athletic director, who's been wonderful with accommodating us tonight. I greatly appreciate
under
that.
Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly
South.
That all offers
Wilson
shall become
is,
null and void
third
if,
season as
and
head
you can
coach,
read it for
like
yourself in this photostatic copy,
the program.
I, the undersigned, shall forfeit
Bodart,
all rights,
Chris Carrillo,
privileges, and licenses herein
and
herein
quarterback
contained,
etc., etc., from a class of 2018, I believe that was, Max Lodott, Rafael Garcia, Nick Mahalos, Javier Mesa, Adam Pilon, Devontae Simmons,
and
John Stillman, Caitlin Weber, another Carol
drinks.
Grad,
you bump into
Children's
the ceiling,
Wisconsin,
which now has to be washed
trainer,
and sterilized, so
Erickson.
You get
we have
nothing.
Statistician Dick,
you
Dick
lose.
Ceiling. We got to get Dick up
good
here one of these
day,
days.
Sir.
No relation to Bud. Different spelling. And, of course, our wonderful athletic director, Dan Schreier. I haven't seen Dan in attendance tonight, but who knows? He might be out on another Ironman competition. Dan was our guest last week along with Carroll's athletic director, Mike Shulis, and that turned out to be a fantastic
be
show. And, hey, before I forget, too, you all remember, you should all know by now, mid-September, when we turn on the taps, we'll be able to drink Lake Michigan water out of the taps. And here to give us some
well,
updates on that on next Saturday
for
show
everybody
tonight,
that's listening,
is,
no matter what
Beatniak,
side of the fence
of,
you may be
water
on, because we should all be soldiering for the truth to get
the summer,
past the sound bites,
we'll
get
the
past
progress,
the talking
and,
points,
as get, we
get past
closer to,
the innuendos.
What do we say that?
And show it or
shove ground
it.
Zero or D-Day,
certainly
whatever
that happened
that is,
to Mr. Giuliani today.
Dan's got some last minute
somebody just reminded me
on
the text line. Text line.
What we should expect.
Maybe we should reinvigorate Willy Wonka.
We're also
good
working
day,
on
so
having Mayor Sean Riley join us. It is a
I
very
mean,
historic occasion.
Yeah.
And we're also going to discuss where there could be some economic development
we might not get through all of the juicy bits about this case,
in
but I'm certainly going to tell you about
seafood,
it.
Where I have
guy was sentenced
interest,
today
so.
In Arizona
really
for threatening elections workers. His name is Mark Rizzi.
So.
He's 65 years old.
Anya, let's do station identification.
Some of the stuff he said is just absolutely beyond
the
pale.
So go ahead.
Here are a couple of
samples. This is the Black Shirt Football Radio Network brought to you by Mia.
He
if you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American-Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503.
Or log on to MiasofWaukesha.com. To place
looking
your
for
hand
more
on
local
the Bible
programming?
And say that the election
check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see
so
our entire
so
lineup.
So is Mr. Hickman. But the voicemail continues.
You are listening to The Shaw.
I really appreciate that.
540 AM Jackson, W266DR Waukesha. And always streaming
when
on the
we,
Civic Media app.
Excuse me. When we come to lynch
it's
your stupid
never personal,
lying,
only politics.
Blank.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crew. Weekdays
Bible
from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're going
app.
To die, you piece of S. We're going to hang you. Walk
with your
we're
hosts,
Don
and Johnny, for Waukesha Black Shirts Football.
This wasn't like a rage message. This
thank
guy
you,
spoke
Anya.
Calmly and slowly.
And they're making some announcements
weeks
now.
Later,
I think the home team's going to come out through their big
okay.
big inflated helmet.
And he left another
the sign they'll be running through says ride out the summer, held by
message.
The cheerleaders.
He also called
so
the attorney
a,
general.
They got a fun start. They're reading the WIA rules
Republican
for,
in Arizona.
Respectful behavior
this.
Of the fans, which is
do your
good
job,
that they emphasize
Brnovich,
that.
Or you will hang with those sons of blankety blanks
intense,
in the end. We will see to it, torches and pitchforks. That's your future. Do your job. By the way,
Black Shirt Football game is brought
this
to you by
AG
Diaz.
Basically
so
entertained
the
election
the
denier baloney.
Check out Friday
he
Night Live. It's the last
the
Friday Night
totally
Live
debased,
of the season.
Illegitimate
and
audit that, oh, what did it do? Oh, yeah, it proved that Biden won, even though it was
and the outdoor
run
cafe's
by a bunch
going.
Of hacks.
That means there may be a few open seats inside,
I mean,
too,
that's
so
what we're talking about
definitely
here.
Definitely go in and
here's what Mr. Rizzi, the defendant, had to say
and,
in court today.
And number 52 for the Raccoons.
It was horrifying. He said, referring
a senior named Jameson Klein got to carry
the
big flag out
for these public servants. I did this. And they got, it's my like, fault. They got, I accept responsibility.
Following the team
out
walking
deeply
is,
sorry.
Looks like some either some JV players or some injured players, about a half a dozen, along with some training crew. So
it's really
this is
a
Rutt
sad
stadium, home of the Raccoons.
Sad time.
Speaking of the Raccoons, the student
when
section
us
is
regular folks, us peons,
wow, it's packed up.
Work
to
as
the gills.
Public servants.
I love that.
Like
I don't know
these
if they
two
have
women
a theme
in
tonight,
Georgia,
like our black shirts usually do.
Like this county board supervisor, so. Chairman.
Oh, we do
have
all. It's Christmas time for our black shirts. They all got Santa hats
when
and
these
jammies.
Regular people.
And here come the black shirts.
Not making
black
a
shirts,
lot of
and
money.
They're all white.
When doing
black helmets,
our duty to
black
the
font,
best of our
black
ability
sleeve,
in good faith,
little red trim.
Now becomes a matter of life and death.
The host nation, Raccoons of Oconomowoc,
so
have
today, folks,
their
what
purple
happened
jerseys.
Was that a Trump-appointed judge sentenced Mr. Rizzi to
gold
33
font,
months.
White pants and
he's
white helmet.
65.
With the Oregon-style O font.
In prison.
As their logo icon on the helmet.
You so, combine that with the other federal judge
it's,
in Georgia
I liked
today,
when we opened up against Milwaukee
entering
Luther,
default
we had the
judgment
CFL
because people
old,
are lying and it is
Montreal
resulting
the,
in real psychological damage, real death
with
threats.
The white jerseys and black
judge
helmets.
Chutkan is getting death threats
look, but tonight it's
from
the all
this crazy racist
helmets, so.
In Texas.
Now
what
we're
going to
take a moment here for the national anthem,
the words
so if we haven't
matter,
got a station identification or maybe a quick 30-second break, we can go ahead and do that now.
And they result in violence.
It's never personal.
Tucker wants to
politics.
Insinuate that
the
Donald
Devil's
Trump
Advocates
has a
radio
fear
show
assassination.
With Dom and
that's
weekdays
garbage.
From 4
he walks around with
on
a
your local Civic Media radio
Secret
station
Service.
And on the Civic Media app.
He arrives in a motorcade. What about the
looking
women in
for more
Georgia,
local
sir?
Programming? Check out
are
our
you
website,
worried about
civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Are you worried about the Maricopa County
Welcome
Board
back
Supervisor? Because here's what
Don
this Trump judge had to say about these threats. This cuts to the core
cool.
of
Thanks,
how our democracy
and,
functions.
For the national anthem to start.
I'm sending,
so
sentencing
to,
you today
you
to
know
generally deter
yeah,
this sort of behavior.
Right into it, but,
your wrongdoing
the,
was
the
unambiguous
here on the
and crossed a serious
so, they,
line.
They had some great music playing earlier.
And while
so,
the Maricopa
so
County,
now we're being asked to
County
move our
Board
hats and
Supervisor,
rise. And so now we're going to have the national anthem.
Chairman,
so we can go to another 30-second break. That'd be great.
And
thanks,
mercy
Anya.
For his tormentor. The judge in sentencing him to 6 months
American
over
Italian
what the
cuisine.
DOJ requested said, I believe
Mia's
I am acting with
craft
compassion.
Every dish with freshness and love,
the compassion
you
that
the
that Trump-appointed judge is showing
Italian
is compassion
classes.
For regular
daily,
public
Wednesday
servants,
through Sunday
the
peers,
the working
Street
folks.
In Waukesha.
It's
walk
compassion
in, call
for
the
those of us who do not wish our voices and our votes to be silenced and stolen because it is advantageous to the great orange man.
Or log on, miasofwaukesha.com.
It is compassion for our democracy. And
looking
I ask
for
you
more
use
local
that
programming?
As the litmus
check
test.
Out our website,
for every elected official,
to
is
see
the
our
compassion
lineup.
That you show, the concern that you show for the due process rights of Donald Trump and his
it's
ilk,
never
do you
personal,
extend that
politics.
Same compassion
the
to those
Advocates
two women
radio
in Georgia and to our
Dom
democracy
and
as a whole? And unless you can
on
say
your local
you do,
Civic Media
I suggest
radio station
you
and
show
the
it
Civic
or shove
app.
It. I'm Maggie Dawn. This has been the Maggie Dawn Show. Thank you for
listening to the Shaw.
WAEK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR
Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence
welcome
and flavor.
Welcome back to Oconomowoc.
Hey, welcome back to Ruck Stadium. And I wish we could have captured that national anthem. It was one of their students, first name Olivia. I didn't get the last name, but she nailed it, Johnny. And
Olivia did a fantastic job. I was just amazed. That she is so good.
And looking at all the Raccoon fans settled on the grass and looking at the flag at attention, it was real slice of Americana on this beautiful night as we see the Raccoon student section jumping in with their I Believe chant. A couple fat heads sticking out. We received our fat heads for our son, and there's like four or five. There's like, well, and Evan's mom, Melissa, my adoring wife, has them all out. She's going to hand them out to members of the extended family.
This is